T-Mart allegedly is returning to the University of Tennessee football program. With that, let's go to our guy who knows a lot more than I do, Ryan Callahan in Knoxville from GoVols247.com. Ryan, good morning. So is this real? Are we working this now?
This is real. It appears T-Martin is pretty much set to join Tennessee staff. Exactly how it will happen and when he officially will be announced as a member of Tennessee staff is to be determined, and obviously someone currently on Tennessee staff will have to leave one way or another. So all that's still sort of got to be figured out. But the one thing we do know is T. Martin is headed to Tennessee and already in Knoxville, I believe, from what we've heard.
Any idea, and I know with the you know, that to make a few staff changes, what he would coach, because he's coached quarterbacks, receivers. I know he did that at Kentucky. Any idea what he might be coaching?
The most likely looks like wide receivers, and that would obviously mean there either would have to be some movement either somewhere within the offensive staff, someone would have to leave, and David Johnson, the current wide receiver coach, would have to coach another position, or he would have to leave. And we'll see how all the shuffling moves around. You know, that they've got some guys on the offensive side that are pretty versatile. You know, Brian Niedermeyer's coached tight ends this past season, but he, you know, Jeremy Pruitt's made it clear he could coach just about any position on offense. Jim Chaney, the offensive coordinator, has a background with different positions, so they've got some parts that would allow them to move people around as necessary to make room, probably. But they've got to have someone leave, and whether that's David Johnson or someone else will be interesting to see. It is worth noting David Johnson has. That his name has come up in a couple of other searches. Auburn, his name has been connected a little bit to an opening there. There's some talk with LSU, so we'll see if other schools come after him. But that definitely is one possibility, is that he's not around next year, but it's certainly possible someone else could leave too.
Reading the Chris Lowe article on ESPN, it says he chose to return to Tennessee after winning several opportunities from Alabama, Auburn, Louisville, Maryland, and Vanderbilt, which I found interesting.
Yeah, that's not one we had heard as much about. You know, certainly Louisville and some of those other schools we knew were rumored to be connected with him. But yeah, Vanderbilt would have been an interesting fit, and interesting that there was maybe some contact there. So definitely not surprised that he had some options. I think he would have had even more options. You know, Alabama was the one that we continued to hear as a real possibility for him. Alabama did a lot to upgrade its staff from a recruiting standpoint last year, and apparently may have had some interest in bringing him on there, depending on how things worked out with some of their vacancies. So I think Tennessee definitely had plenty of competition, and the fact that, you know, despite the history there and some other past opportunities to add him to the staff at Tennessee under other coaches that didn't work out, even last year with Jeremy Pruitt, it didn't work out. So the fact that it finally all that was put behind and they were able to make something work this time, I think it's a big move for Tennessee, and to beat out several teams to do it too.
Yeah, I see. Where do you think it went wrong with him at USC? Because, you know, he was the coordinator. They won the Rose Bowl last year, won the Pac-12 2 years ago. It seemed something went wrong there.
Well, I think probably several things have gone wrong for USC to get to the point they were at this year. Obviously, they've fallen a bit in terms of wins and losses just in general. But one thing worth noting, he, even as offensive coordinator, he was sort of sharing play calling duties for most of his time there. You know, Tyson Helton, that was at Tennessee this past year, was obviously involved in calling plays. For a lot of his tenure, T. Martin would call plays only on first and second downs, things like that. And third downs would be handled by someone else, whether it was Tyson Helton or Clay Helton or whoever, at different times. So he was never, for a lot of his time there at least, was never really given the full reins to run an offense. So for his sake, I certainly think he deserves probably another chance to be an offensive coordinator at some point. Now, obviously, he's decided that's not likely to happen right now because, let's face it, whether it's your fault or not, you were tied to an offense that didn't perform up to expectations, and so he's going to have to go back to being a position coach for now. But I'm sure that's one of the things that he may have wanted to discuss with Tennessee is, you know, whether there's a chance to move up or, you know, if there's any staff movement in the future. If you know, maybe Jim Chaney moves on someday, maybe he has a chance to replace him, or he at least can become passing game coordinator at some point, you know, something like that. He'll want to be a coordinator again at some point, and I don't think what he did at USC is going to disqualify him from getting another chance in all likelihood at some point.
I like the one sentence in the story that says, Martin will be paid by USC for the next 2 years, which, yeah, I think is good for Tennessee.
Yeah, it at least offsets some of the salary that you have to pay him. We'll find out soon, hopefully, some of the details of how much he'll be paid at Tennessee, but that is one of the things with assistant and head coaches these days. You have these clauses in contracts, and USC is a private school, so we don't have access to his contract to know exactly the details, but there is obviously a clause somewhere in there that says that some of his salary will be offset by USC, and that might prevent Tennessee from having to pay him too much for the next couple of years. So definitely something that might have at least aided Tennessee's efforts to make a pretty lucrative package that looked enticing to him look even better because he's got money coming from USC as well.
Talking to Ryan Callahan, GoVols247.com, covers the Tennessee Vols up there. This sounds like Fulmer's hands all over this. That's my guess.
I think that had to have been at least part of why it worked out this time. You know, we've seen it not work out with Butch Jones and other times, as I mentioned before, for T. Martin to join Tennessee staff. I think Philip Fulmer, he wasn't probably the one who made the decision that we want to add him to the staff, but I think he certainly played a role in T. Martin feeling comfortable with Tennessee this time around. It is a different situation because of him running the athletic department there. So the fact that relationship is there and that Philip Fulmer could probably vouch for things and give him an idea that things are going to go a certain way, that certainly had to play a role, I think, in T. Martin feeling good about the situation at Tennessee and knowing that he's going to be taken care of. And that Philip Fulmer wants to bring in former players, have them involved in the program as much as possible. And now you've got a couple former Vols, Terry Fair and T. Martin, on the staff at Tennessee. And I'm sure a big part of the reason for that is knowing Philip Fulmer is there and sort of there to take care of them if anything happens.
Trying to get the band back together again. You might have said this already. Who's the quarterback coach in Knoxville?
That's still to be determined. Jeremy Pruitt said last week that when Jim Chaney was hired and when that was finally announced by Tennessee, he said we don't really know what Jim will coach yet. And part of that is because, as I mentioned, he does have some experience as a tight ends coach, as a running backs coach. He's done a little bit of everything on offense in the past. So they do have some options, depending on who leaves. We don't know. Obviously, at this point, someone's got to leave to make room for T. Martin. Is that the only movement we see this offseason? Could there be a couple more guys who leave Tennessee staff? If there was a scenario where Tennessee wanted to go out and hire a quarterback's coach that they might like, that would allow, Jim Chaney could allow them to do that because he's versatile enough to coach elsewhere in addition to being offensive coordinator. So I think Chaney is the most likely to coach quarterbacks, but that's still up in the air somewhat just because they don't know exactly who might leave in the next several weeks.
I think having a T. Martin as a quarterback coach, a guy who's been through, especially off the field up there, Ryan, carrying – it's not easy being the quarterback at Tennessee. I mean, there's a lot that comes off the field with that, and a guy who's been through that I think is so beneficial to the quarterbacks up there. It's just – I think it's a no-brainer. That, to me, is a no-brainer. Just plug him in at quarterback. He can help so much on and off the field.
I mean, it's certainly possible. Now, most of his background, he has coached quarterbacks at New Mexico before, but his last 9 years as an assistant coach have basically been focused on wide receivers. I think that's kind of become more of his area of expertise. And I do think Jim Chaney, his resume in working with quarterbacks too, is hard to turn down. The fact that he's worked with Drew Brees and Tyler Bray, Nathan Peterman, all the guys he's coached over the years. So I could see that one, but at this point, I think probably more likely that Chaney ends up handling the quarterbacks, and then T. Martin, I think at wide receivers is where you probably want him. But again, it might depend on what happens with David Johnson and just exactly how they make room for T. Martin on staff.
You can follow Ryan on Twitter at RyanCallahan247. Real quick, before we let you go, I have never seen as much talk about the Gator Chomp after the game on Saturday if I've ever seen before. People do it all the time. Why is it now just become this big problem that they did it after the game on Saturday? I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't either. I think it's a little bit different, just when it's done, anytime you see it done after a game like that. But, it's been brought up this week, and, someone pulled up a clip of Marshall Henderson doing it a few years ago. Like you said, there's plenty of people who've done it before. This one, I guess, just being here sort of at the epicenter of this one with Tennessee players being involved is maybe gotten a little more attention. But, yeah, I don't think it's as big of a deal. I think just as big of a deal maybe is the fact that those guys opened up and admitted some of the comments from the fans that sort of led to them celebrating that much. I think that's just as big a part of the story. Fan behavior gets out of hand at some points, and that the fact that kind of led those guys who are pretty high character guys, I think, from just what we know about them. I think that part's interesting too. So yeah, I think some of that's been overblown, but I certainly get Rick Barnes and other coaches not wanting their players to do that kind of thing also.
And here's another thing we talk about. If you don't want, you know, the Tennessee players doing the gator chomp, then beat them. Win the game.
That's when you have something like that, people are going to throw it back in your face. You know, if Tennessee had some sort of celebration like that, the players could use on opposing teams, I'm sure they would see plenty of it too. So when you have an easily imitatable cheer like that, you're going to get thrown back at you when you lose a game. That's just part of it.
And I'm sure Rick Barnes is like, all right, let's move on to Arkansas because they could very easily come here and beat us tonight. Let's stop the talk of the gator chomp.
Yeah, absolutely. This team's got to focus and continue to do what it's done so far. Just put its head down and play good basketball. And they didn't play their best game Saturday either. That's the thing. They got away with one that the final score didn't show just how close that game was, obviously, with about a minute to go. So Tennessee's got to play better. They know that every night, you know, they're a top five team in the country. So teams are going to come in looking for an upset that could be, you know, a signature win of their season. So they've got to be at their best to make sure they don't let up. But definitely Arkansas, the team that, despite having five losses already this year, is capable of giving Tennessee some problems. So they've got to put that behind them and focus on that game and play well tonight.
Ryan, before we let you go, one final question. Next year at the WNSR Christmas party, you get a choice of nuggets, filet of fish, or quarter pounder. What are you going to choose?
Man, so many choices. I guess I would need to know what did Trevor Lawrence go with?
That's a good point. Yes, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. What a surreal scene, right? You go to the White House and you pick up something for dinner that you probably got on your way home from class one night or after a party or something like that. That's not what you expect when you go to the White House, but, you know, I guess you take what you get.
But I'm dying for a filet of fish just because of that. It's amazing. Ryan Callahan, as always, thank you, buddy. Know your stuff. We can follow you on Twitter at Ryan Callahan 24/7. Ryan, have a good day, buddy.
You too. Thanks, Jeff. All right.